Welcome to CW Today, a daily 5-minute program dedicated to helping women with their life relationships, hosted by veteran ladies conference speaker and the editor of Christian Womanhood magazine, Mrs. Loretta Walker. The closer a woman's heart is to the heart of God, the better able she is to thrive in her relationships with others. In that spirit, here's the host of CW Today, Mrs. Loretta Walker.
From time to time in the next couple months, I'm going to read you excerpts from a book called Making Life Happen that was available through Christian Womanhood. There's a collection of us ladies that wrote about Marlene Evans. I want to keep her alive. I want you listeners out there to know what an influence she was in my life. So I'm going to read this, How to Get Over Your Hurts Fast. It was written by me. During my first year at Hiles Anderson College, I sat in Marlene Evans' class hearing teaching about being a different woman. While there, I was nursing a bitter spirit concerning relationships of the past. I had been treated unfairly by some people and lived with unforgiveness for those hurts. At this point in my Christian life, I was a Sunday school teacher, a bus worker, a 3-to-thrive church attendee, and a person who had daily devotions. Yet I still allowed a bitter spirit in my life. Of course, I was smart enough not to talk openly to others about these feelings. However, during Mrs. Evans' classes, the Holy Spirit brought these feelings to the surface. I remember sitting in my class during thinking and confessing my feelings. Many times I had acknowledged the feelings, but I normally made excuses for them rather than admit that they were sin. I believe the admission of my own guilt rather than blaming the fault on the offender was the beginning of getting over my hurts. I relieved myself of a great burden when I got over the hurt of my past. Mrs. Beverly Howe said in one of her classes, bitterness is the only thing that will eat its own container. Relieve yourself of bitterness and be free. I'd like to share my notes from that class dated September 1978. I trust you will read the points with an open heart. Please receive them if you nurse a bitter spirit or share them with others who need it. Number one, don't spend time meditating on the hurt of the past. Think of the hurts of others. Mrs. Evans had mastered the art of replacement thinking. She did not say not to think of my hurt, which is very hard and nearly impossible when you first confess this bitter spirit. Rather, she said to think of others who have had greater hurts. Think on others' thorns and your roses. Good things, she taught. And that's from Philippians 2:5, which says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Don't nurse your wound with self-pity and with thoughts of incrimination toward the one who has hurt you. Instead, look at someone else who has a greater hurt. Number two, try to find the good that came out of the hurt. I believe one of the good things that came out of my hurt is a dependency on God, which gives me strength. What I mean is that in my need for a change, I sought God wholeheartedly when I got saved. I immediately started attending church 3 times a week. I immediately began reading my Bible daily. I immediately developed a prayer life. I immediately let my life be centered around God and the church. Number three, give the person who has hurt you the benefit of the doubt. Mrs. Evans taught, he did not mean to hurt you. He is an insecure person. I have no doubt he eventually did feel bad that he hurt you. He did it because of how he feels about himself. Mrs. Evans repeatedly told us, behavior is always caused and causes are always multiple. This thought made me stop to evaluate where the offender learned his behavior. In my case, I remember the father of the person who hurt me had the same wrong behavior and had also hurt me on different occasions. This person's drinking habit was because of insecurity and unhappiness with life. When I was a child, I thought he drank because he did not love me enough to quit. He said and did hurtful things, not because he was out to get me. Rather, it was because he really did not know any better. As an adult, I now realize that the more you love someone, the more he has the power to hurt you. When we hurt, we take it so personally and feel it was directed at us for the sole purpose of getting us. In reality, that is not a fact. That is a feeling. Boy, has God used these thoughts in my life. And I think I used part of it in my book, Invisible Hurts, to help other people get over their hurts. But we don't need to live in our hurts. We need to get over them. And I'm thankful for those classes way, way back in 1978, where she taught me about getting over the hurts. Do you have a hurt? Are you nursing some bitter feelings towards somebody? I beg you today, get over them. Ask God to help you to forgive the person and use these 3 points to help you to do so. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice.
Thanks, Miss Loretta. CW Today is a production of Faith Music Radio. For additional material about Loretta Walker, CW Today, and about Christian Womanhood magazine, visit Faith Music Radio online at www.faithmusicradio.com.